What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of DNA Podcast, and welcome to 2023. It's a new year, as in...
Did you become a radio presenter?
Why?
You had a radio voice. I had
a radio voice. Well, isn't that nice? So, welcome back for the first episode of the new year. We are not alone today. Nathan's here with us.
Hello, everybody.
I have a question for you.
Shoot.
This podcast... Yeah. Is it coming first?
Before? Yeah.
Okay.
Then it makes sense. Yeah, thank you for spoiling it. we record these podcasts in order, so we haven't recorded any podcasts before this, no?
No, we didn't.
No.
Not at all.
I'm gonna...
Someone's phone beeping?
Mine.
He's popular, just like last time.
I have something to tell you.
Go ahead.
So a random person sent me a message on Instagram. Mm-hmm. A random ass person. Mm-hmm. Mustafa Cem.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't know him. Mm-hmm. Never met him. Mm-hmm. Now he sends me, "Hi, I'm Mustafa from Gambia. And you? I'm good too."
I think he has a car to sell you.
Do I have to play with his feet a little bit? How am I gonna take this conversation? Am I
ignoring him?
No, but that's not fun.
That's not fun. He's from Gambia. He's called Mustafa. He wants something for me.
He's gonna try and scam you.
Yes, and I know that.
Yeah. That makes it
and he
funny.
Knows that I know that.
No, he doesn't know that you know. I don't think so.
Speaking of scamming, Zaki sent me the audio of when we scammed you with the internet, with the free wifi. Remember?
Dami showed that to me today. That was really
funny. Yeah, because Zaki sent it to me again.
Still exists.
Yeah, it still exists. That was so funny.
I'm Azdin Karamak.
I'm paying 150 euro for Wi-Fi, woman. I'm not on your Wi-Fi.
Oh, it was so funny to listen to.
I really wanted to fight that girl. Really. I went home and I almost called my next door neighbors just to yell at them. Why are you calling me?
You hear yourself getting annoyed. Woman, I pay 150 euros for Wi-Fi. I'm not on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm gonna send him good.
Are you on my Wi-Fi?
Why?
Sir?
Why am I receiving? Why are you sending me? Just send that. Like, why are you texting me? Or why the pleasure of texting me? That sounds. If I want something.
Why are you so sus?
Because I like to be. why did you send me? Text me. And we're gonna see how this is unfolding.
Okay.
In the podcast, why did you text me?
Okay, fun. Okay, but a new year, so we are going.
No,
to start.
Not the new year, young. It's already a bad year for me. But go on, go on.
We will try to be a little more,
more film.
Where is it?
I was just about to say try to be more serious, but we're doing great already.
That went to shit.
Yeah. Okay. So no,
I've been 3 days. 3 days.
Is it? Yeah.
Not even 3 days. Not even 3 days. I've been in the new year. January is a shit ass month for me. Sick. Had a fight with someone that I didn't want to fight with. Not a fight. We didn't argue or something like that. But I cut them off while I didn't want to. But I had to. Because my brain works like that. Mm. The story I told you.
Yeah,
that one. I think I broke my pinky.
You can't play games anymore because of your pinky.
I can play you all under the table. Just don't get stuck under the table.
No, that is sus.
I coughed blood. Mm-hmm. What also did happen?
That it?
Yeah, that almost it? Blew my hand off.
With also, fireworks?
Yeah, with fireworks. Yeah, stuff like that. And it's only 3 days. Yeah.
4 days.
There's a third, right?
It's a fourth.
It's a fourth, but we didn't... Not full 4 days.
That's true. Almost.
Almost.
Okay, nice. Well... yeah, it's your lucky month.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay.
It sure is.
An eventful month.
Eventful month. Okay, but let's try to keep this. Well, let's.
Do
try.
You have? Do you have New Year's resolutions?
Resolutions.
Ooh. Are you a New Year, New Me kind of person?
Hell no.
Better. You?
No, I'm not.
New Year, New Me is the same old me, just better.
And older.
Better.
And old.
You have a belly. I hope it doesn't show on the camera.
So, boys, the reason I convened you two here today together is because y'all call yourselves, shut up, call yourselves experts in tech, especially Behir, wow.
Karmak.
And Nathan, well, both of you.
Do you know that my name isn't actually Karmak?
What do you mean?
You don't say Karmak?
Okay. Explain to the listeners how you pronounce it.
Harmash.
Interesting.
And my name Azdin isn't Azdin. It's Azdin.
Azdin?
Azdina. Azdina.
Yeah, my mom thought you were... But I told you that many times before. That my mom thought you
your,
were
your
girl.
Mom doesn't like me. I don't want to talk about her. She doesn't like me. I don't like her back. I've said it. And I know she's going to listen. And I've said it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Can I ask my question now?
Yeah, you can.
Okay, boys, I need a new phone or I want to buy a new phone. I need it. That's depending on how you look at it, I need a new phone, but I want a new phone. So, y'all say you call yourselves tech experts. So, Apple, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, and I was just thinking of buying the new Samsung flip phone.
There's
that's
a door.
That's cool. That's really cool.
I don't think that's cool.
But that's just a gadget, I think. It's just a phone that you want to have because it's doing something cool.
It's cool. It looks cool, but it's useless.
Okay, but
it's a gimmick.
Why? What?
It's a gimmick.
It's a gimmick.
It's cool, but it's useless.
Only
it's
the Z phone that opens like a tablet, mm-hmm. that I can see some benefits in.
I can.
Bigger screens. Okay, only if you watch videos that are recorded in that ratio, mm-hmm. or else you just get nothing.
Well, it has benefits when you fold it out, but when it's the single phone, it's smaller than all the other phones. Yeah. And that's how you're going to use it most.
None of the ratios make sense. But then you have the one from... Xiaomi,
mm-hmm.
the Xiaomi. Ratios on that one.
Xiaomi,
the ratios on that flip phone are right. Those make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But from Samsung,
okay.
it doesn't.
But why Apple then? Why is Apple so
easy?
Good?
It does what you say it has to do. It works perfectly with everything that Apple does. And you never have to worry about it. Like, I've never worried about... My phone fell into the water. I had a big-ass crack. Water came into my phone. My phone broke. I just stick it into my laptop. Factory reset 4 times. It started back up. No problem. Only my Face ID doesn't work anymore. But for the rest, it works. Camera works. Everything works. No fucking problem. I've thrown it on the floor, thrown it everywhere, thrown it at Nathan just now.
Which I don't recommend anyone to do at home, please.
No, but you can.
But I think only one of your points is the sole reason why you should get Apple. And it's because everything works so well together. And I call that, well, anyone calls that an ecosystem. I think that's hands down, the most important reason why anyone, including Damir, should buy an Apple product or Apple products.
Do you know that one time I wanted to take the first video we made, mm-hmm. and I wanted to send it to you. It took me 2 hours just to get it on my phone on my Android computer. 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Then I had to upload it on YouTube so you could download it.
Yeah.
Then the quality gets worse and worse and worse and worse. Now, AirDrop, 2 minutes for an hour and a half of video.
Okay.
But that's from user to user. But even for him himself, with his phone, with his laptop, with his AirPods, with his Apple TV. I mean, he doesn't have an Apple Apple Watch.
You're making a document. I have to take a picture for my document. If I want to do that with my phone to my Microsoft computer, fucking 2 whole minutes. Now, bam, bam, bam. Ecosystem, love it. Apple Watch, bam, 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 bam. Everything works great. Everything works.
And why doesn't Samsung work? It also works with Google and stuff.
Yeah, because it uses Google. And other phone companies use Google, use Android.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that an ecosystem on its own? Their phones together?
Because every other company, it is, but also it isn't. Because every other phone company uses Android on a slightly different manner. The foundation is the same, but they are doing a lot of their own stuff to Android itself. And because it's on, like, developers,
mm-hmm.
if they make an app for an iPhone, they have to make it for 3 iPhones. They make it good, they make it work, and it's perfect seamless. If you have to do it on 4,000 Android phones that are coming out every year, they're going to just make one app that fits all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make one thing to please everything else, think philosophically also, not everyone is going to like it the same. Because, for this phone, it was going to be better if the ratio was bigger, the colors were better, but they can't make Instagram. Why are my photos on Instagram better on my iPhone than on your Android phone? Except your camera is better than an iPhone camera.
It's not.
Yeah, but just for comparison, if you take an iPhone 6 camera,
mm-hmm.
compare it to a Galaxy S9,
mm-hmm. Galaxy is going to be better.
Yeah, if you take pictures on the original app, mm-hmm. but if you take it on Instagram, it's going to be shitty. Because why it takes...
That's not due to the phone. That's probably because it runs on Android. And so the Instagram on Android might then be different than the one on iOS.
So you have 2 different pictures when you take one on Instagram.
If you take it
on Instagram, it takes a screenshot of the picture you are taking. It doesn't actually make a photo with a camera. It takes a screenshot
of what you're seeing.
And then it's going to post that picture. Because they are not going to make an app that works with all cameras of all Android phones. Mm-hmm. Too much work. So they're just going to take a screenshot. And if you're going to take a screenshot, quality gets worse. It always is.
Okay.
And that's why Apple is just better. They are spending a lot of their time also to make sure that app developers are making apps, especially for iPhones, in a really good way that works with everything with iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I have features on my iPhone that I probably won't have on your OnePlus phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why. I don't say Android phones are bad. They are really good. But if you like simplicity, if you like everything that works, if you want everything to work together, if you want apps that are just working all the time, and don't want to turn off your phone once in a while because it's going slow or something, you take an iPhone.
Okay, but
and the quality is just better, okay. Also.
And what's the distinction between I saw in the store a 14 Pro, 14 Max, and a 14 Pro Max.
It's a 14 Pro and a 14 Pro Max.
Yeah, that.
In the 12, you 14. Actually hadn't had a lot of difference between the 14 and the 14 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the same. That's why I just took the 12. With the new iPhones, the cameras are a lot better on the Pros. A lot better.
That's actually not true.
But on the Pros and the Pro Max.
Yeah. So the difference between the Pro and the So the difference between the iPhone 14 and the iPhone 14 Pro is, one, it has a newer processor, so it's a bit quicker. The Pro has a new top, I think it's called the island in the screen, and it has one extra camera. The one extra camera is a telephoto camera, but the other two cameras are exactly the same. So you get an extra camera, which can help you zoom in further with more quality, but the other two cameras are exactly the same. The battery between the 14 and the 14 Pro is the exact same. The screen is the exact same. Even the resolution.
120 hertz?
So the Pro has 120 hertz and the non-Pro doesn't. So that's one difference with the screen. But the PPI, so the pixel per inch, is the same. 400, I think.
Okay, so that what's the benefit of paying 200,000 euros more?
200,000 euros more.
200 euros
wow,
more.
Wow, that's a special phone. It has more features.
It has more features.
You're all saying it's better the same, processor. It's just bigger.
It's about the same. It's a bit faster. It has an extra camera. It has a few extra things, which some people might want. But in reality, if you get the Pro, you are almost never going to use those extra features, and you won't feel them, except the 120 hertz. That you will feel.
The Pro Max, you mean?
Oh, just the Pro or the Pro Max?
Pro
doesn't matter.
Same, just a difference bigger in size.
Okay.
So if you...
So size difference, go, it's 200 euros more expensive.
No, you can get the 14 Max. Plus, how it's called. This is a bigger phone without a Pro version and cheaper. Like, we've learned it, I think, from our history teacher. They just give an option with one extra feature just to... just to let people know they have an option to buy better. They want people, I have the biggest, best phone that there is of the lineup, I want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just a smart tactical move from them to make 190 euros of pure profit.
Mm-hmm.
Extra. Just to play on people's mind fun. Yeah, we have the best phone. If you pay a little bit more, you get the best. Not everyone has it.
Okay.
Because your mindset is, I don't mind the 14, but what if I have to use a telephoto lens? Or what if I need that extra processing power? Or what if I want the extra hertz? That's what Apple wants you to think. But in reality, you're almost never going to need or use any of it.
Okay. Yeah.
So if I was going to buy a phone, I'd buy the 14 or the Plus.
Because
I actually like the bigger size.
To be honest, the telephoto, I miss it.
Did you ever use it before?
I've used the phone I had before. I also had a telephoto lens. And sometimes, a lot, I would just wanted to zoom a little bit further without compromising quality.
Mm-hmm.
And that I really miss. There were a lot of times that I wanted to zoom in.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality was getting worse,
mm-hmm,
too much even, that I missed it. Like when I'm recording a video, but I'm a little bit far away, I wanted to get closer. I had to get physically closer,
mm-hmm,
but I didn't want it. That's what I missed about my 12. But you are right. I didn't use it so many times. Getting close to the object wasn't that big of a deal, but I missed it. I missed the telephoto lens. But every other feature that a Pro had, never once in my mind it crossed me to use it. And the 14, I like the little bar on the top.
Yeah, that's the island.
And how they get the notifications, mm-hmm, around that little notch. That was nice.
But apparently that was a very big disaster when it first came out, because it was completely new. Apple had never done that before, and there were a lot of glitches with the software when it came to that island. So it should be all resolved now, but there were a ton of problems with it.
With the colors mainly, no?
And notifications and everything, it just wasn't working the way it should.
Don't y'all think that because they're pushing every year a new generation of iPhones? Isn't that true? How is that not true?
No.
Well, what was your question? You didn't ask the question.
That it won't be good if they are releasing a new feature. Every year. But I say they always wait with features. Samsung has to come out with revolutionary new features to stay relevant and to get people's attention. Apple has a strong fan base, so they can wait with certain features. 120 hertz screens, how long they are on the market.
But it's not about the fan base, it's about the reputation.
Also reputation, but they have the fan base to wait a little bit more to make sure that the feature they are implementing is perfect.
That's for sure.
Wait. It's perfect. So that's why they are always late to release new features. But when they do, it's perfect.
But they have a new phone every year.
Yeah, but that question isn't relevant to you. Because that question would only be relevant if you want to buy a new phone every single year. But the average person only buys a new phone 3 to 4 times. Every 3 to 4 years.
And with iPhone, you can go even longer.
Yeah, and then that question is completely irrelevant. Because then it doesn't matter if they release a new feature every year. Because once you buy your new phone, it'll already be vastly different than the one you already had before. And plus, when you buy something, like, for example, I bought my computer. The year after Apple came out with completely new and better things. I couldn't have known that, but that's just the way it goes. They have to stay on top of new things. So when you buy your new phone, the year after, you won't have the new features. The
thing you have is obsolete.
No.
It's not obsolete. With the MacBooks, yes, that was the case 2 years ago. Well, obsolete is a big word, but there was a very, very big difference between the 2019 and the 2020 MacBooks, or 2020 and 2021 MacBooks. But with the phones, because the difference is so minimal, it won't become obsolete, and you won't feel the need to buy that new phone every year. Especially I have the iPhone 11, and it's more than fine.
Especially with iPhones. iPhones.
And MacBooks.
Yeah. Okay, look. With technology right now, mm-hmm. the improvements that are made is getting slower. Because they are reaching that. They never are going to reach the top of what a laptop can do.
Mm-hmm. I disagree.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think the improvements are getting bigger and bigger. And more year by year.
Yeah,
because more technology is being invented, the technology that's going to come in the future is going to come faster and bigger and better.
Yeah, but I said they are reaching the top, and then I've verbeterd mijn eigen.
Corrected myself.
No, they can never reach the top, but it's getting a little bit slower because finding new technology, when we are already are finding
every year
really good new technology. Like quantum computers, mm-hmm. A normal laptop can never reach that level in the state that we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
But with new technological advancements that are made, we are going to get better laptops, faster laptops. Maybe we aren't even getting laptops anymore. It's all in our brain, our computing power. It can happen.
The chips.
Look at Tesla's implanted brain chip in a pig. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's getting slower.
But I still disagree with that. I think when you mean what you mean with technological advances, they're getting faster. But technological evolutions or technological inventions, then I can agree that it's becoming less and less because more things are invented day by day. But in terms of technological advances, those are skyrocketing.
That's what I wanted to say. Like, the next year, what you are getting into your laptop, mm-hmm. it's getting slower because they can't fit everything also in it. They can't take every advancement that they've made mm-hmm. into a laptop or a phone. So that's getting slower. Advancements in technology itself, mm-hmm. skyrocketing.
Mm-hmm.
Look at an airplane. The first flight of the Wright brothers, mm-hmm. 66 years later, we were on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of leaps that isn't as common right now back in the day. Because mm-hmm. we are developing all the time.
Again.
And information can travel up to a certain mm-hmm. speed to get into people's hands to develop further and further and further. And that's why it's stalling with us mm-hmm. and like in computers.
Mm-hmm. But maybe also because we're developing technology at such a rapid rate.
Yeah.
It feels like it's a lot slower because the norm is so much faster than what it used to be.
And we can't comprehend everything.
Exactly. So back in the day, this would feel so much faster. But because we're used to seeing new things almost weekly, it's become the norm and it doesn't feel as fast as it would back in the day or years ago.
Yeah. Will there ever be a stop, do you think?
No.
Never.
Never.
Never, ever, ever. When we are stopping, the world is gone. Okay. Oh, humanity is gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's the moment we are stopping with developments And if that moment comes, if humanity is gone, 100% it's our fault because of a technological advancement that we have made, yeah, that wasn't good for us, but we've made it, mm-hmm, to find out what a certain thing is. Mm-hmm. That will be the death of us.
Wow, I just asked for information about a new iPhone and we got about to human extinction. No, okay. Question.
Just buy an iPhone. Apple. It works good. It's a little bit expensive, yeah, but you never have to worry.
That was my next question. Because you both say iPhone is very, very good and the ecosystem and stuff. But why would you then want to buy an Android? Not specifically Samsung or anything, but just then an Android.
A lot of people like Android. I think it's personal preference.
Also money.
No, because the new Samsungs are as expensive as the iPhones.
Yes. Yeah.
And they are not even the Folds. The Folds are cheaper. Yeah, yeah. That's the irony.
When Azin and I mention Android, we don't just think of Samsung.
No,
Android,
but that's because he said cheaper. But
Android has a price range of 100 euros per phone.
50 now.
Then up to the Folds. So when you think of an Apple, the minimum you can spend on a new phone now is even above the thousands. But if you want to buy an Android, it's the barrier to entry is so much lower. That's why.
Okay, so you say price, but there are also... Okay, then why would someone buy the new Samsung Galaxy S22? I don't know if that's the one. By the way, don't shoot me, every Samsung fan. Just the newest Samsung versus the newest Apple. Why would someone go for the Samsung?
The gimmicks. My father loves gimmicks. Okay. He loves it with his heart and soul.
It's not even
the fault. No, he has an S22 Ultra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He loves gimmicks. He loves gimmicks with his heart. Mm-hmm. He can zoom in on the moon, mm-hmm, and it will show the moon in full definition. Mm-hmm. It's fake, but except that, it's just
AI. So the camera is better.
No. Samsung is a real trickery in that sort of stuff. If you zoom 100 times into the moon, the camera, the AI in the camera detects it's a moon. Mm-hmm. So it makes it better. It just takes a picture that they've made with a real telephoto camera lens and paste it. Just make it there a little bit better. The moon looks white in the photo if you zoom in, but at the last second, it's just a little bit yellow. You see a difference. It's not a real moon that you are capturing. It is, but also it isn't. But yeah, people love it. People want to zoom 100 times in. But if you just ask a regular person on the street, without any knowledge of phones, you're going to ask a Samsung phone for 1,200 euros or an Apple iPhone or an iPhone, 99% of the time you will get iPhone.
Yeah.
Always.
But for a professional use case, for example, developers, Samsung will by far be the most used option. Because so many more people have Samsung phones. If you want to create an app or create a product that is on a device, everyone will develop it for Android first and then for Apple or for iPhones, because you will be able to reach so many more people.
And then I also want to come to a reason. A lot of people have an iPhone and an Android phone. Because Apple is really strict with their policy on apps.
Yeah.
You can't have every app on your iPhone. What you can have on an Android is you can download every app you want. If it isn't on the App Store from Apple, from Android, in the Google Store, you can download it online,
yeah,
illegal APK ways. Files. So you have a lot of people also an Android phone to download maybe for criminal activities or something. They want to download a messaging app, mm-hmm, on the dark web that police doesn't know about. You can do that with an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Or if you have to jailbreak it, but if you jailbreak it, your iPhone isn't going to work. Mm-hmm. So you have also people. But the main reason why there are so many Androids compared to iPhones is money. If you are going to have kids, you ain't going to give them an iPhone from 900 euros. You are going to give them a Samsung phone for 200 euros. If it breaks, it's going to hurt, but not going to hurt as bad as an iPhone. Mm-hmm. Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
When we were younger, why did you buy this phone instead of this phone? Why did I wanted to buy this phone instead of this phone?
That was my next.
Why did I want to buy this?
Price quality, I think, of the OnePlus is impeccable. Yeah,
the Nord was a really good phone. But then my brother called. He said, "Are you stupid?" I said, "Why? Just buy the iPhone." I said, "Yeah, but it's expensive. Just buy it." He said, "2 years, you ain't gonna use that phone anymore. Mm-hmm. You're gonna hate it. You're gonna wanna throw it away. This phone I already have 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's broken." I understand now why people just use their iPhone when it's broken. I do it too. You don't really actually have to make it work perfectly. Yeah. Why spend money? 4 years. Never have I had a phone for more than 4 years. Mm-hmm. iPhone works perfectly. Faster than that phone. And it came out and they said this was faster than this. But mm-hmm. after 4 years, this is faster than this.
Yeah, with my old Android phones, you could literally feel the speed go down year after year. And with my phone, I do notice a decrease in speed, obviously. But it's far less noticeable than with the Android phones that I used to have, which were both Samsungs. So.
But okay, then just recently, Apple just shut down all phones, all apps on most older phones. I think iPhone 7 or something.
Yeah, but that's also because those older phones cannot run those new apps. Those new apps have new features and require more processing power to be able to run. And if you were to try to
also run simple things like WhatsApp.
Yeah. They're end-to-end.
A company. They also want to make money. So if somebody has an iPhone 6, they're obviously going to say, okay, this app, we don't allow for that iPhone anymore. So then they buy new phones.
But even with Android, download Facebook on an... I'm gonna compare it to the iPhone 4. Mm-hmm. iPhone 4, you can do anything with it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
take the Samsung Galaxy S2.
Mm-hmm.
You can download nothing on there too. I have the Galaxy. I tried both of them. Same story. And Apple even goes further than the most Android or Microsoft laptops. You get 3 years of updates, then it stops. 5 years is still going strong. 7 years you get. Yeah, that's what MacBooks, I'm think, not sure seven.
How much you get.
I think 5 years with iPhones from the day you buy it.
Okay.
So if you buy in 6 now, you are going to get a couple of years of updates. MacBooks also, you get...
I think the 6 was the one I read was shut down. Like, apps can't run anymore on 6.
If they don't sell it anymore, then they will not make any more updates on it.
Okay. Okay,
that's not true, because they don't sell the iPhone 11 anymore and I still get updates.
Don't they sell it anymore?
Don't
of course
it?
Not. They don't but sell it on their website officially anymore.
On their website, but like in stores they do. Because
they
still
make it. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, if they don't make it then. If they're completely out of production, you ain't going to get updates.
That sounds logical, actually.
So you're going to have a lot more years. Apple also said it, I think, with Marcus Brownlee. Yeah, they said, not in that kind of way, but he interpreted it like that. They said we make more money of the apps we are sending out to people from the App Store. So they don't mind that you use a phone for more than 5 years, as long as you are paying for apps.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for iCloud, I pay for other services with the App Store, so they are already getting 30% of the profits that they are making. So they are making more money of services that they give than the actual iPhones that they sell.
Okay.
So that's why they also make sure that your iPhone is in good quality, so you have it a long ass time, so they can suck money out of you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a company. Yeah.
That's
their main goal, sucking money out of you.
Of course.
And to provide value while sucking money out of you.
Yeah. Okay. And they do it in a good way. They give good quality service, good quality phones, good quality laptops.
Mm-hmm. They provide value.
They provide value. A big investor, Wall Street investor, that old dude. I don't know what...
Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett said about iPhones. He said about iPhones because I think he uses it. He's invested in it. But he say, I don't understand why people just have to pay €1,000 for a laptop. $1,000 for a laptop. He doesn't understand it. If you use a laptop correctly, you can make so much money out of a product that only costs 1,000 euros. If I was at a company, I would ask vastly more, because if you use a laptop in the right way, you can make so much money. And he said, I would sell it for 10,000. Even then, sometimes it's too little for what a little machine can do for you. Mm-hmm. Especially MacBooks. If you are in content creator and such on, you can make so much money out of it, because it's so good, it's fast, it doesn't ruin your time. And he said, like, it has to be priced more, because it, if you want it, it can make you a hell of a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Take Enzo Knoll. He makes millions. Yeah. Millions? Okay, yeah, it's a little bit short how I'm thinking, but just to keep it short. Mm-hmm. Every day he films with his camera, with his phone, put it on his MacBook, works on his MacBook, puts it online, earns 20K a video. Then you're going to think, oh, whoa, that laptop is really my money-making machine, not what I'm doing, because I can be like that, but if I don't have a laptop, I can make that money.
Yeah, well, he has a point, but in reality, that's never going to be possible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so
he
of
can
course.
Say that. He can say, I would, if I would have a...
Yeah, you can't sell it for $20,000.
If I would have a MacBook, or I would have, if I would have a laptop company, I would sell my computers for $10,000. I mean, never going to work.
Yeah, but his idea was right. I said, he's actually right, because this little machine... Imagine
people,
if we
undervalue
are,
it. Yeah. That's what he means.
We undervalue the importantness of this.
Yeah.
Look at us. Imagine if we make a lot of money with our podcast.
Yeah, that's true. But I've also heard about giving that amount of money to a phone, for a new phone, for example. But the logic makes sense. It makes sense.
Take this phone. Yeah. How much did you pay for this one?
500.
500.
Even less, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's still decent for what...
It's
compared
decent,
to both
but
your phones,
it,
I know, but
if I compare it with this, it's shit.
I know, but
it
it's
is,
decent for what I...
Yeah, okay. But if you want to take pictures...
Yeah, okay. Man.
Are we going to you to ask to take a picture?
No, you're coming to me.
Coming to me, coming to Zaki, coming to me. I don't care. But we're never ever going to ask an Android users to take photos.
No, it's true.
If you take a Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra... and my iPhone 12, I will pick the iPhone 12. You know why? Because their pictures is always right. Yeah. Never any blemishes. With the S20, the Ultra of them has a better camera than this. More pixels, better sensor, everything is better. But the outcome of the picture is vastly different than my iPhone.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
That's why simplicity, it works, it's great value for the money, because... this, after 2 years, I would change. I have to buy another OnePlus Nord or another OnePlus 10 Pro. I'm already out 1,000 euros.
Yeah.
Why just not invest one time and then look at me with my laptop. Paid 700 euros. After 2 years, it was already getting slow.
Mm-hmm. In the long run, an iPhone is cheaper. In the short run, an Android phone is cheaper.
And even the services that Apple provides to us.
Mm-hmm. Ecosystem.
Yeah, the ecosystem. But I'm just mainly talking about the service that they offer you.
Also in the ecosystem.
Also in the ecosystem. And it's better than most services. Except Google Photos. Google Photos is better. Why? Because you can save your photos on the Google Photos app, and it stays there, and you can delete it from your phone. With iCloud, I can do that.
I can do that.
You can do that?
It's possible.
Is it possible? Mm-hmm. Please tell me how, because I've read every damn article online and I just want to have some pictures.
Mm-hmm. I you think have to save them on iCloud Drive.
Yeah, I just
and
wanted to
save
them.
And then you remove them from your camera roll.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah.
And just when you went say iCloud Drive.
Now it makes sense.
That makes sense. I never... because I have iCloud Drive photos of old photos, but I thought just I want to save them. There is also my phone. Mm-hmm.
But you're missing another service that Apple does worse than another company.
What?
I have no idea. Sorry.
Do you have an idea?
App Store.
No, they
podcasts
are better than everyone.
Music.
Music.
Apple Music is worse than Spotify.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I can't imagine that.
Oh, loss.
See? But you forgot about it.
But is Spotify Android?
I forgot about it because I never used it.
Uh-huh.
Isn't
well, the only reason it's worse is because their catalog is smaller. So that's actually not really Apple's fault. It's just because artists aren't putting their music on.
Mainly because music, was it because of Taylor Swift? She started it first.
No clue.
She's Taylor no Swift clue. Started it first. She said, "Why would you give 3 months free for people to listen to my music and not pay a single dime?" But Spotify does the same.
I don't think they do 3 months. They do 1 month
or a week.
Or
they used to do a week. That's true. That's a long time ago. That was 6-7 years ago. Yeah.
But that was 3 months.
But Spotify is not Android. They're just a company on its own.
No, I know. But it was me comparing their service to Apple service.
But most services also Google Maps is better than Apple Maps.
Catching up.
But I want to say Apple Maps is catching up, especially if you use it in Apple CarPlay. Godsend. Only thing I'm missing what Apple has Google Maps has done is track controllers. How do you say it in English?
Speed limit
notifications and such on that I miss. If they put it on Apple Maps, speed limits, where checkpoints are and stuff, I would literally delete everything off my phone and only use that.
You know, for the longest time, Apple Maps didn't have a bike option.
I never used a bike
option. Or a walking option, one of the two. They never had it until recently. Yeah, that's why I never used Apple Maps. Apple Maps.
I still don't use it. I still use Waze, which is better.
Yeah, I don't have a third app. But I couldn't even on my laptop, for example, I couldn't download Spotify from the Apple App Store.
That sounds like a you problem.
No, you download Spotify from Google or from Safari.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. By the way, I think Safari is far superior than Google Chrome.
I was just about to ask, is that different? Why?
I
can't open some things on Safari, but I can open on Google.
That is a problem that I have noticed as well. Some websites you can only go on or use the full potential on Google Chrome.
That's a monopoly that Chrome has.
Possibly. But Google Chrome uses far more power. It draws far more power. So when I use Google Chrome, my laptop gets physically hot. When I use Safari, it doesn't. But if it was 2 years ago, I would have said Google Chrome is far superior.
But isn't that just because it's on?
Optimized Safari, for your computer. Yeah. It's optimized for your computer. I mean, for you, it doesn't matter because you're running the M1 or the M architecture. Mm-hmm. But for me, you're still using Intel processors. It matters.
Okay, and that was my next question. What's the difference with the normal MacBook for your MacBook this is and fine. Mine M1 MacBook? Because I'm really like...
Do you want to get this podcast to 3 hours or 1 hour?
I'm really stupid. I'm genuinely asking.
I'm gonna look when my movie
can we
starts.
Check the timer?
Ooh, news about Mustafa.
Well, change the topic from
Yeah. I want help. I'm hungry with my family.
But he has enough money to...
Ask him how much money he needs.
To message... To DM him on Instagram.
No. Ask him how he wants his money transferred. By plane or by boat? How much you need?
Because he really isn't evidence. What does it actually is?
But... How did
he just? I know. I'm just playing with.
I know. Okay. Wow. I'm really looking like an idiot in this podcast.
Because he has 2,880 followers, 1,084 following. So spend someone else's time.
Okay.
Ah, the MR.
Yeah, okay. Let's get back to that. So, because I'm genuinely.
Are you going to start on me?
Oh, I would love
really
to start.
Don't know. Okay,
start.
Dummy down.
So until 2020, Apple MacBooks were always built on Intel processors.
As every other laptop in the world.
Not true.
No, you have also
laptops
Ryzen.
Have two. Yeah, and Ryzen used to be AMD. Well, Ryzen still is AMD, but AMD produces Ryzen CPUs. And when I say CPUs, I mean processors. But the old MacBooks, they always had, I guess four. Well, if you include the battery, five main components. You had your processor, You had your graphics card.
The MacBook.
The MacBook. You had your graphics card, which were only external, well, which were only dedicated graphics cards on the bigger screen, so the 15 inches. Mm-hmm. Then you have your RAM, your memory, and that's not storage. That's something else. And then you have your motherboard, which everything is on, and your battery. And then I guess your storage as well. But these were all placed onto your motherboard. And so they all needed to communicate to each other via a board. What Apple has done now, they have put everything into one little box. The CPU, the memory, the GPU. And so everything communicates faster and more efficiently. And so what that gives you is that gives you speed and less power, which therefore less heating, less temperature. So that's why your laptop never gets warm, never needs to use the fans, and can last for days. And that's the genius thing about the new M1 or M2s. And because it's Apple's own architecture, they can build it however they want. With Intel, they always needed to have deals, and they had no say in what Intel would make. They just needed to get those CPUs and find a way to place them inside of their own computers. But now they can do whatever they want, however they want.
Okay. And what's the difference between M1 and M2?
Ooh. Not much.
Yeah.
Not much. That's, again, Apple.
Yeah.
If they make one thing... That's not true. They make one thing really good, mm-hmm. and then everything after that...
It's just better.
It's just getting better and better and better and better.
Yeah.
But then if you take an iPhone... The iPhone 5, and you compare it to the iPhone 14.
Massive difference.
Massive difference. Just the way. Did you see me lose weight from 170 kilos to 90 kilos? Yeah. Did you saw me lose weight?
Did you see yourself grow up from 15 to 22 every day in the mirror?
Did you saw yourself physically grow?
No.
No, because you are looking at yourself every day, so you don't see difference. But if you were 14 and you never looked in the mirror, no one said anything about you that you were growing and such on, and you would look in the mirror 10 years later, you would say, "Oh, I'm grown." And that's why people say, yeah, it's every year is the same. It is not.
You just don't notice.
It feels the same.
You don't notice.
Okay, so...
And that's with Apple. I'm going to tell you, the M1, I'm going to buy an M1 laptop, not the M2. For me, the difference... Which one? The Pro.
The one I have.
No. Just have the basic.
The notch one I'm going to buy. But I first have to do the car stuff. That's more important for me.
But again, I have a MacBook Pro.
You have a MacBook with an M1 chip inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there is still an M1 Pro, an M1 Max, and an M1 Ultra.
You have to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And then the M2.
But then...
And then the M2, the difference, the M2 is only a bit better as the M1. And so there is going to go an M2 Pro, an M2 Max, and an M2 Ultra.
But the difference between those processors, there you can definitely see...
Massive difference.
Difference. If you take the Ultra and you take the Pro...
Massive difference.
And you compare it, the same exact laptop, the same specs and everything, but the processors are different. A video that maybe is taking... 2 minutes to render with the M1 Pro is going to take 10 seconds on the M1 Ultra.
I mean, that's an exaggeration. But
yeah, but...
But also, the M1 Ultra isn't available on the MacBooks. So you have to get a Mac Pro Studio. Or a Mac Mini or a Studio.
Oh, yeah. Those are those.
Oh, the Mac Studios.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Those are because the beasts.
The M1 Ultra is literally two M1 Maxes placed right next to each other. Two of them.
Okay.
Boom.
Yeah, awesome. Really awesome. And then there's also going to come out a new Mac Pro, which hasn't been released yet, with the new M1 or M2 or whatever they're going to call a chip, and that is going to blow the world.
But
out.
I'm also waiting on that laptop, so the M1s are getting cheaper.
Yeah, that's more. That costs more than a house.
I know, but
it's going to cost more than a house.
I think a laptop, the MacBooks, and their PCs, because the studio is a PC. Mm-hmm. Is going to replace all Microsoft. For laptops sure. and PCs for like CAD software, mm-hmm. for example. People right now, or even
governments.
Governments.
Everything.
But really big movie studios. Mm-hmm. They have personalized built PCs. They use like he said, the graphics card all in one chip, with personalized PCs. It's all apart. You can have a graphics card for the 4090 from.
It's more than 2,000.
More than 2,000 euros. More than one MacBook. But if you take that one and you make a really good PC for 6,000 euros. Do you know what the worst is? This MacBook Pro is going to be as fast or a little bit slower than a built PC for 5,000 euros.
Yeah.
Why do people spend 5,000 euros to play Minecraft or really good visuals? Only reason. I've never...
Don't the you only have a built people... PC? I did have a built PC, but that wasn't a game. That was to edit videos.
But now you only use...
No, I would never buy... I would never build... Well... I would build a computer again because I love it. I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But if I'm just going for performance, I will never build one of those computers again. And okay, I will just buy the
Mac. There's a YouTube channel, Linus Tech Tips.
Yeah, love him.
They hate Apple with their souls.
Yeah.
And their main producer
uses Apple.
He got a new MacBook Pro, the M1s with a notch. And he said, I'm never going to use any other laptop again.
It's crazy. It's really insane.
That laptop, if you had the Intel MacBooks, you could say I'm going to take another laptop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the new M1, like, fully so theirs, they are controlling everything. You cannot beat it.
Nothing will.
Give me something faster than it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guarantee you, I can't even lift it up the stairs.
Yeah.
And this one, I can throw in my backpack and go to school. And I have... A fucking
you will not be able to build a faster regular personal computer that fits like this in this room faster than the fastest MacBook. You can't. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
And the graphics cards are like this big and weighs 20 kilos.
Just because of the way the new MacBooks work, you just can't do it. Yes, you can get a supercomputer, but an actual personal computer that fits in an MATX case. Will not you? It doesn't matter how much money you spend; it's just not possible.
Okay, but Apple did it. What stops Lenovo to do it?
Nothing.
The same as Android. Ending the ecosystem, they only make it for MacBooks.
But Apple found a way. So can
Apple find a way?
Can other
but
companies
if you think,
can't Intel do
they
that?
Yeah, they but can. They haven't because they just don't know how to. And plus, Apple patented literally everything in that computer.
So
right
that's
now.
That's also, they don't know how to, but they can figure it out.
But that, yes. Then you have the same story. You have the Microsoft, the software.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft is built to work with almost any other laptop.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if you make something to please everyone, you're gonna have things that are not going to work as good as a MacBook. And then you have to make shortcuts, then you have to make a whole loop to get something done. And it's going to take power, it's going to take thing, and you have to put something on to make it work. Maybe you have to put a chip so that your memory, a 0 and a 1 doesn't turn on. You have to put that in because it can be in the processor next to your RAM memory files, and so on. It's going to take a lot more energy, a lot more stuff, a lot more components to do the exact same stuff to have it even. Yeah, Samsung can make a laptop. If they make a software that is exclusively used on Samsung itself, but then they can say, okay, everything goes in the processor, everything is our software, our hardware can perfectly match our software.
But it's too expensive.
Too expensive. People don't want to use it. They are used to Microsoft and such on and such on.
Okay.
But so I have to cough.
Okay. So, it was too expensive. Yeah, you want to say something?
Yeah, I only know one big problem with... Well, it's getting better, but one problem with the M1s, and it's compatibility. Because every company has been so used to basing their products or services on Intel or AMD architecture, they don't know how to transition or are finding it difficult to transition to silicon. Even Adobe, most of the Adobe products have not yet fully been transitioned to the silicon process. So you haven't actually felt the actual processing power of your computer yet. Because Adobe doesn't or hasn't figured out a way to perfectly match what it does with Intel with silicon. M1 is based on silicon architecture. Yeah.
and that you also come back to Apple. Sometimes they do it on purpose. They say, we have an app that we find better. So we see another app, like take Premiere Pro. Mm-hmm. It's from Apple.
It's from Adobe.
Or Adobe. Final Cut Pro. They say we wanted to make it the best app.
Oh, that's from Apple?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. We want to make it the best app for content creators. We want to have a monopoly.
And it works perfectly.
So they say we're going to make it extra difficult for the Adobe to make it work with Silicon.
It's smart.
Smart from it's them. Smart. And they do nothing wrong with that. It's their patent. They can do whatever they like. Okay, they can make a lawsuit. Say, they want to give us a paper. Say, we don't want to use you. We don't want to give all the secrets.
But they don't have to. They make a new computer. It's up to Adobe to figure out how to make the software work exactly with Apple Silicon. And whilst Apple was making this architecture, they had all the time in the world to make sure Final Cut Pro is using all that processing power perfectly.
But for other apps, they are sending a team of people just to help them make everything work with Silicon.
Yeah.
Such as?
I don't know, but they do it. I don't know everything.
Yeah, the two of you are actually interested. Okay, I am too. That's why I'm asking.
But in short term, Apple has the money. It's the richest company in the world. Has the most capital to use.
The richest company in the world?
I don't think it's the richest company in the world.
No, they have the most cash on hand. They have the most cash on hand on the whole world. They have
a lot of liquid funds.
Yeah. That's the biggest company with the most cash on hand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe not with... For example,
the oil take companies.
McDonald's. McDonald's. You know how McDonald's
not
work?
Even a tech company.
Do you know how McDonald's work?
Yeah. How McDonald's works?
Yeah.
They sell their franchise, or what was it? So you can open a...
Everyone can open a McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's a franchise. But do you know they are also the biggest real estate company in the world?
No. McDonald's.
Every McDonald's you see on the street, the building they own.
No,
even from the individual the franchise users,
they own the buildings. So the ones in Brugge, they own the buildings. The one in Antwerp, they own the buildings.
So they sell the franchise but own the building.
Yeah, and they're gonna pay rent as well on the buildings. So if they go bankrupt in a place, sell all the buildings, they get the money back. It's the biggest real estate company in the world.
So you open a McDonald's in your streets?
You don't get a say. Who says gonna? They say, I want to open a McDonald's. Okay, we'll find the right location for you. Gonna buy the building.
Okay.
Or maybe they already own the building.
So you don't get to choose where you want to open it.
Yeah, you can say, I want to open something in the area. Yeah. They're gonna get their whole team of real estate experts, money-making experts, foods experts, mm-hmm. and they're going to look, is it viable in the first place to open a new McDonald's right there? Is it viable? Are they coming? Is there people coming? Is the answer yes? You can start.
Okay.
But you're going to pay a rent. You're going to pay 20% of all your profits. You're going to pay to use our name. You're going to do everything what McDonald's says. But... in return, you're going to make a hell lot of money.
Yeah.
The one in Antwerp, the Groenplaats,
mm-hmm.
believe me, they are making some serious money.
That's obviously serious money.
I think they make around 200,000 per month profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously.
Crazy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. No, okay, so you're very passionate about the
M1 chips. I think it's one of the best inventions that there were. Because of that, other companies are going to look. They're going to say, we need that too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So Intel can... Because every other laptop, the laptops as MacBook did, they had to base their functioning on what Intel made, right?
Yeah. Look.
But can Intel now... can they also make something smaller, better, faster?
They've done it. The underworld chip, I think it's called. it's based on the same principles mm-hmm. of the M1 chip. It isn't as good,
yeah.
but that processor is mostly used on self-built PCs.
Not for gaming.
Yeah. But, just like I said, and like he said, everything is in that one processor. Everything. Mm-hmm. Almost everything. Shall I say it like that? But that's why, is it? Because the software that they use is mm-hmm. Apple's only. No one else can use it. So they can make it in a way, okay, we want this to work with that. We want this iPhone to work with that. We're going to make the connections. So the transmitters that they use, the nanotransmitters, they are around 2 billion in there, mm-hmm. three nanometers wide. They can make it in such a way, Apple, that it's all going to work together with the Apple software. So the software and the hardware are in sync. They live together. They work together to make something happen.
Yep.
If you take a Microsoft laptop, if you want to take a random ass chip from Intel, the Intel i9, I'm going to take the best.
Mm-hmm.
It has a lot of processing power, so everything goes already really fast. Mm-hmm. But if you take a USB stick with a big ass file in it, you have to stick it in. Then it has to go to a memory coder. So it has to read what's on the chip.
Mm-hmm.
It then goes from there to another chip, to another chip, to then go to the processor to read it, and then you will see it.
Mm-hmm.
Apple is like, too many chips. No. You stick it in. It goes from one way to the chip. Everything works there. So every other chip that you saw, they've made it work to work in one chip.
Okay.
So for you to get a file of 60 gigabytes, Intel sometimes can take up to 10 minutes
mm-hmm.
to fully download, to use, mm-hmm. to get it ready.
But that's not dependent on the Intel CPU. No. It's dependent on your motherboard and but the USB you have.
It is dependent on a way you have to take those roundabouts to get to the chip.
But Apple doesn't actually eliminate the different decoders or encoders that you use. It deletes the travel time in between because it's all on one little thing. That's the whole thing. It removes the whole motherboard aspect.
Okay.
Everything is just in one little place.
Everything works together. They can make it. They can make it so efficient, also because they just use their software.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to make it for something else. Their they have ecosystem. To make it for one laptop. They have to make it for actually four, but they all are the same mm-hmm. in one kind of way. Just have to make one software for one laptop.
Would it blow your mind if I said that the processor in your MacBook is based on the one in your phone? Well, in Azin's phone or my phone? Would that blow your mind?
No, because everything you just said made me assume that everything is connected in some way, shape, or form.
Do you know that the processor, the M1 processor, is also in an iPad? The no, iPad
same
is
answer
as
to 10 iPad. Seconds
the
ago.
iPad is okay, not no, as good as a MacBook, but almost as good because it has the same processor. And also, fun fact: do you know that that iPads don't have a standard calculator app on them?
Really? I did not know
That's because of Steve Jobs.
Why?
So if I take a calculator app on my phone, I mm-hmm. go to calculator.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It works. It just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you make it bigger
mm-hmm.
to fill a whole iPad, it doesn't seem as good. It seems big. It seems bulky.
And that's why it's not on there.
Steve Jobs is like...
Really?
No. Yeah, really. If you take an iPad, you won't find... Wow. You have to download a third-party thing. But they still calculator app. But you have to download a third party calculator app on your iPad,
mm-hmm.
and they still haven't to this day find a good way to put a calculator app on an iPad.
And there is no
Steve Jobs back in the time was sitting with the developers, said, and they the size of the font is not good. No, the letters are too big. And so he said, no, we are not going to do it. We are not going to put it on because it's not good. The public won't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not.
And that's why also, because of the mindset that Steve Jobs gave to Apple, they are following it day by day. Mm-hmm. Still to this day, they are following that mindset. And that is also why everything takes a little bit longer to get featured in an iPhone.
Because it needs to be perfect.
It has to be perfect. If it isn't perfect, they will not. Okay, the notch, you can test it so many times on one iPhone, 10 iPhones. But if you give it to millions of people, yeah, they will find another fault. Problems, they will do something that you haven't tried or haven't thinked about it
yet. Yeah.
They will take all those advice. They will give an update. Problems gone. It works.
Yeah.
Cool.
With Android, Microsoft doesn't work like that. If something doesn't work with someone, it doesn't work. It will work with someone else. And that's why you will never get the speed, the efficiency, and such on a Microsoft of an Android, because they have to deal with a lot more criteria, a lot more people, a lot more devices to work with than Apple.
So the exclusivity helps.
Yeah. Woo.
Okay. Cool. Interesting.
Also, if you take a Samsung, if you take the top-notch Samsung S22 Ultra and you compare it with the sales of the iPhone 14 Pro, there's a lot more 14 Pros getting sold than the 22 Ultra.
We assume.
Yeah. Don't take everything as fact with me, but you get the point.
Okay.
It's a message I want to conceive to you that is important.
Cool.
Not the facts. If you want to get about facts, then go find somewhere else to complain. I don't have the time to get all the facts right.
Yeah.
Okay. They are right, but they're not based correct.
They're based on personal experience.
Personal experience, what I've seen, what I've read, but I can't.
Yeah.
You can't quantify them.
Quantify it because it's too many.
Yeah, just to be clear, this episode is also based on both of your experiences and mine with my MacBook.
Experience was also facts.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But if you want to have facts, go to Linus Tech Tips. Go look at the i9 against the M1.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fact.
Mind blowing.
And he doesn't give a shit about companies. Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to test it. Mm-hmm. If it's good, it's good. Yeah. If it's bad, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And he said,
I also don't give a shit about companies.
And he hates Apple. He hates Apple, but he's good. What can I say? Right to repair and such on. It's still bad.
Yeah, definitely bad.
Really bad, but like real bad. You can do it yourself now. Mm-hmm. But if you want to...
Not anymore with these ones.
No?
Not at all.
Yeah, with iPhones, you can. They have a repair program. So you can ask to get a screen. But if you get a screen, you have to rent out the stuff to make the repair happen. That's €50, and then they will send a box to you with like heavy machinery. Yeah, yeah, cool. That's not feasible.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. Apple.
Yeah. Just to be clear, this episode is not sponsored in any way or something. It's just
for Apple. If you want to sponsor, be my guest.
No, it's just
I joke. Love you guys.
Okay, no, okay. Guess I have to make a good calculated choice, although.
I think we made the
just not on the iPad.
Just not on the iPad. Yeah, why would I? Okay.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, that's not going to be a very calculated decision.
Yeah. Okay.
You know the easy answer is just buy them.
Yeah. Okay.
iPhone.
And see that big
and not because minus and not because not because Androids are bad.
No.
I love Android phones. You know, I've used them all the time, but.
As you said,
the moment I had the first time I had the iPhone 12 in my hand, I said, never going
this
back.
This is the one.
Never, ever going back.
Well, the flip phones are still cool.
Oh, yeah, but it's a gimmick. Gimmicks are always cool.
That's
but
true.
Are you going to use it?
Yeah,
okay, are you really going to do this when you want to take a call?
Yes, you would. Oh, what the hell?
Obviously, yeah, you can't do it.
He would,
but it can happen. You can't do it with the flip phone.
And when you're mad at someone, you want to hang up, just like close it down. Like, okay, I don't want
to. But if you are doing it too hard, it will break. So,
okay. Guess that's.
Or if it falls in the sand, then you're going to hear sand breaking.
Oh.
Well.
Do you know if you get sand in your mouth and you feel it?
That's where your phone will
the same
like
sound you will.
Ah, okay. Well, That's just that.
And just see how beautiful.
Yeah, the people listening can't see it. The ones who are watching can.
See how beautiful.
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 Wow. Simplicity to the best.
It's simple, that's true. Okay, no. Thanks, boys, for the information. I hope this was a first, first smart experience for the listeners of the podcast.
Ooh, I was smarter yesterday.
Yeah, the both of you were.
I don't like it.
I was.
I'm just kidding. I love it.
No, I know.
Give me technology, and I will.
Well, thanks, boys. Thanks, Nathan, for being here and giving your insightful. Besides the fact that you help us set up and stuff. No.
I want to say something about how it looks in here.
Don't say it.
But I will just say.
Don't say it because it's not true.
Oh, you know it. If you take even this couch, Danny. Even this couch in this setup.
Oh, you don't want to know what that couch is seen. But
thank y'all. Someone have Kleenex.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for watching. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, if you're nice, if you listen to this podcast, if you are tech wizards, maybe, just maybe,
you'll see Smurfs on your iPhone.
Bye bye.